this point? Is there any time you felt it was the last game?
Yeah, it was a tough decision to come to. And now we've realized that it's good, but it's actually only scratching the surface,
right.
And these big partners aren't who we want to limit it to. We recently did a similar deal with Yahoo, but we announced just a couple weeks ago our plans to license the data to a much wider variety of folks, from the smallest startup to specialized services, and because it's letting a thousand flowers bloom. It's, again, we don't know exactly the best use for this stuff, and maybe there's not a best use, but there's, it's like the internet. There's a million different things to do,
right.
Why limit it?
Right. And increasingly what we see in a lot of open systems is a tendency towards verticalization, right? So vertical applications, vertical solutions, making this stuff really, really useful in a given domain.
Right.
Are you seeing that?
I think that's one of the most exciting next things that happen with the Twitter ecosystem. We're seeing some of it today, but a lot of what's been the focus of third-party developers who work with Twitter so far has been sort of creating some core experiences that fill holes in the user experience. Sharing photos is a really key thing, or shorting links, or having a client on the iPhone or BlackBerry or Linux or whatever your preferred platform is. The third-party developers have rushed to fill those holes and created phenomenal value for users and for us. And I think there's a next wave, which is, how do some of the real businesses are going to be built up Twitter by focusing on particular use cases. CodeTweet and Hootsuite are interesting examples that have said, we know Twitter can be used for doing customer support, for instance, but Twitter.com isn't a good interface for doing that. It shouldn't be. It's never built like that. It's the consumer interface that is for the mainstream audience. And they focus on building a great interface for doing just that. And CodeTweet recently actually got acquired by a company who wants to focus on that more. So I think there's real businesses to be built, and that's just focusing on business, but there's much more